Each year on the fourth Sunday of Easter, we celebrate what's known as Good Shepherd Sunday, as the gospel passage comes from John chapter 10, where Jesus gives us the Good Shepherd discourse, we can say, as he is revealing in himself the fulfillment of the prophecy in the Old Testament that God would appoint the shepherd, that he would come to shepherd his people. And the notion of the shepherd king would be fulfilled in the coming Messiah. And Jesus in John chapter 10 is revealing to the listeners at the time and to us today that he is the good shepherd. This is also the day that Mother Church, the U.S. bishops, asked us to pray for vocations, in particular, vocations to the priesthood, those who are called to be an imitation, to stand in the place of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. And this image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is one of the oldest images that we have in Christian history. Long before Jesus was depicted as crucified, there are cave drawings, there are paintings, there are images of the Good Shepherd. And we have one of those images in our chapel here next to the candlestand. And it's the image we're usually familiar with the shepherd holding the sheep on his back, on his shoulders, reminding us of what Jesus says about going in search of the lost sheep, that the shepherd will leave the flock to go find the one who is lost and bring them back into the fold. And this is why today we pray for priests, because this is one of the main roles the priest does. Through his embodiment of the person of Jesus Christ, through the preaching of the saving message of the gospel, of embodying the merciful face of the Father, we go in search of those who are lost and bring them back into the one fold. And so we pray for vocations for our young people and maybe not so young men in our parish to be courageous enough to give God permission, to give yourself permission to hear him calling you, because he is calling. And for parents and grandparents to pray for their children and their grandchildren, to sacrifice their desire for natural physical children and grandchildren, so that we can have spiritual children born and reborn, fulfilling God's will, that everyone come to know and serve and love the one true God made present to us in Jesus Christ. This good shepherd, the one who goes in search of the flock. Is that your idea of who God is, of who Jesus is? The one who's willing to lay down his life for you, to literally lay down on the ground at night to make sure the wolves don't get in and to rob, to seek, and destroy, as he says. The sheep hear my voice, Jesus says. For the last few weeks in the gospel, we've been hearing about these post-resurrection accounts. How these people who knew Jesus before the crucifixion, who had walked with him, lived with him, but now after the resurrection, even though they're in his midst, they don't recognize him. But somehow, it's when he speaks, either calls their name or invites them into a conversation, that their eyes are open, their heart is open, and now because of the voice of Jesus, they're able to recognize him. How often that is the case for us, that we could be in the midst of Jesus, in the midst of holy things, and yet not recognize him, and yet not hear his voice. So do you know the voice of the shepherd? Can you recognize his voice? In the midst of the cacophony of noise in which we are living in, In the midst of this dictatorship of noise, as one of the cardinals in the church has said, inviting us to enter into the power of silence so that we can learn to discern God's voice. So what are the voices that we listen to? Who is our shepherd? Whom are we following? Because we will follow, we are following someone or something, some idea, some political idealism. Something motivates you. Something gives you direction for your life. You've set a standard for yourself, and it's been set for you by something or someone else. Is it Jesus? Is it Holy Mother Church? Or is it one of the innumerable, the great myriad of voices in the world causing chaos and confusion, distraction and disharmony? So when you sit in silence, or if you sit in silence, but when you do, can you discern the voice of the Father? Or is it drowned out? You know, at this Mass, we're privileged with a very vocal children's choir, right? I've heard that the mothers know their child's cry, their child's noise. Amidst the cacophony of noises, the mother can pick out when it's their child crying. They've learned their voice of their child, and they're able to discern it. We should be that same way with the voice of the Father. Why? A mother spends time with her child. A mother loves her child. A mother is in relationship with her child. And so while it may sound somewhat familiar or similar to other voices, she knows. The only way that we get to know the voice of the Father is if we spend time with Him, if we enter into a relationship with Him. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. Jesus goes on to say, I know them. What an amazing statement that is. Jesus is God, right? We know this. God created everything. But He knows you. He doesn't just know that you exist. He doesn't just know you as one more part of an assembly line going down the process. He knows you. The same way that when you go back to your hometown, you know the back roads. The same way that a husband knows his wife and a wife knows her husband, God knows you in that same way. The intimacy, the connection that's there. And what a powerful statement that is. In this world that we're drowned out by so many crises, so many problems, so many things and people trying to pull us apart in so many different ways, so many people yearning for an identity, seeking to be known, we already are. The Father knows us. I know them, He says, and they follow me. So who are you following? Who are the voices that you've given permission to control your life? From where you shop, what you buy, how you vote, how you spend your time, everything about your life. Who are you following? Is it Jesus? Is it the church, the bride of Jesus? Are you listening to His voice? Are you resting in the assurance that He knows you and that He loves you? Or have you surrendered that to one of the other myriad of voices calling out to you? We can say with confidence that the devil is happy that we're living in this cacophony of noise. Not saying that all the noise is diabolical or satanic. Certainly some of it is, but not all of it. But he's just happy when our lives are filled with chaos and confusion, because then that leads to distraction. And then we're not confident in the voice of the Father. And then we're unwilling to follow him. Jesus is inviting us today into a radical reorientation. You know, our desires to be known, to be loved, to be well-liked, to be successful, this desire with inside of us that drives us to do all of these things, some sinful, some just mediocre, the desire that you have deep inside of you is good. But what's not good is where we go to fix it, to satiate it. And just like the good shepherd goes in search of the lost sheep, the teachings of Holy Mother Church, the voice of God today comes after us to remind us of where the proper fold is, where our lives should be directed, what should be our goals in life. We don't have to wonder what God wants. We don't have to go and search in some secret place to find God. He is here in Holy Mother Church. The living voice of God is made present to us right here in the Holy Mass. The living voice of God, not a dead letter in a book that was written 2,000 years ago, but God, the living word, is made present to us right here in the sacred liturgy. The living voice of God is made present to us in the teachings of Holy Mother Church, the voice of God. Do we know what the church teaches on a variety of issues? And do we humbly submit to them? Or do we pick and choose, leading to chaos, confusion, and distraction in our life? I know them, they follow me, and I give them eternal life. They will not perish. The last couple of years revealed a very strong desire within us to not die. We are seeking perpetual life. Maybe not eternal life, but perpetual life. And we were willing to do all sorts of interesting things to not perish. Did we turn to the one thing, the one person who promises us that we will not perish, the one person who promises us eternal life? That's the only way. It shall not perish, and no one can take them out of my hand. What a beautiful promise. And this is the reality that Mother Church invites us into today. The saving message of Jesus Christ. If we spend time, if we give God permission to speak to us, if we give ourselves permission to listen to him, to quiet the other voices that are competing for our allegiance, we will get to know his voice. We will get to know his love. And we will be excited. We will joyfully follow him wherever he leads us, because we will know that we are known and that we are loved, and the desires of our heart are met in him. This is the secret to life. Jesus Christ is speaking to you today. He's calling out to you today, inviting you to follow him today. Are you listening? Can you hear him? Are you following?